AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn.
The chair is prepared to announce the results.
The Republican National Convention opened today and has already nominated its presidential candidate and his running mate.
Inside the convention hall, delegates flanked by Make America Great Again signs cheered wildly as state after state voted their support for Trump's second term. Donald Trump hit the necessary threshold with votes from his home state of Florida to become the official GOP presidential nominee.
For the greatest president that's ever lived, and that's Donald J. Trump.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Biden announced Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, a first-term senator and author, is his choice for vice president. Outside the Milwaukee Convention Hall, protesters rallied outside the forum. The nomination of Trump comes on the heels of today's dismissal of the classified documents case against him in Florida and the assassination attempt against Trump this weekend in Pennsylvania. That's where the sheriff of Butler County, where the shooting occurred, says yes, an officer was sent to check on the report of a man on a rooftop. The officer was hoisted up, clinging to the edge with both hands, unable to respond when the gunman pointed a weapon at him.
He's not Nicolas Cage in National Treasure, that he can reach down, get his gun, hold on with one arm, then pull his gun out and shoot the guy. That's not real life.
Sheriff Loop says the 20-year-old fired shortly after that, killing a man at the rally. Is it hot enough out there? Our Rita Foley reports on yet another wave of heat.
And the miserable heat wave is continuing along the mid-Atlantic and northeast coast. The temperature could hit 100 degrees in Washington, D.C. today, 107 in Las Vegas. I'm Rita Foley.
The Miami-Dade, Florida Police Department says it has arrested 27 people after the final soccer match. This is AP News. A jury still deciding the fate of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez and had a question for the judge.
Jurors deliberating Senator Bob Menendez's bribery trial in Manhattan federal court sent a note to the judge asking, does a not guilty verdict on a single count require unanimity? After consulting with lawyers in the case, the judge responded, jury, your note, whether guilty or not guilty, must be unanimous as to each count and to each defendant. The New Jersey Democrat is charged in 16 of 18 counts. The 70-year-old Menendez has denied he engaged in a bribery scheme with three New Jersey businessmen, including by serving as a foreign agent for the government of Egypt. Julie Walker, New York.
In California, sad news, a beloved gorilla at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park named Winston died at the age of 52. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.